chapters, many times dread is having a passage come up in Scripture that is familiar to people, because we know that when they hear the familiar words of a verse that they know so well, sometimes it just sort of passes over them, and they don't always hear the words that are being spoken. When we begin the passage with, there was a man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, everyone says, oh, that's the Good Samaritan story. I know that story. And sometimes they'll actually even sort of turn off. You know, the passage will just kind of go over them, and they won't even really hear the words. Or maybe it is that, you know, you'll hear the passage begin, there was a man who had two sons. And you think to yourself, oh, okay, well, that's the prodigal story, son. And so you just kind of let that pass by, and you go, I know that passage, so I don't have to listen. And so most of the time, we don't listen to it. Or if the passage is maybe like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We hear those passages and we think, we know that this is the 23rd Psalm. It's a very familiar passage to us, and so we kind of find a way to turn off. That happens in our worship all the time. And so today's scripture reading and the passage that I'm reading to you will kind of allow you to think about that from a different place. The passage comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 14. And so the passage goes like this. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for the Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And so in the middle of that passage comes a very familiar phrase for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It is a prayer that we pray in worship every single Sunday as much as possible. We pray it pretty much every week. The Lord's Prayer is something that we know very well. When I watch you sometimes when I'm praying, and when I start with our Father who art in heaven, you immediately pick it up. Folks who have been a part of the church throughout their history don't even need to look at the screen because they know the passage so well. But I wonder sometimes that if in the middle of our prayer, when we start saying those words, because we know it so well, that the words can just flow from us in a way that makes those words almost flow out without a lot of reflection, if we don't think about it very much. But if you look at the passage itself, it's actually a very powerful prayer. Now, in the Gospel of St. Luke, that is where Jesus is instructed. Jesus is asked the question, teach us how to pray. And when he is thinking about how best to do that, he gives to them the Lord's Prayer. So this prayer in and of itself is more than just a simple prayer. It has become a part of who we are as Christians. But in many ways, because we do it every week, sometimes it is that when we pass through those words, that the power can get missed. Two weeks ago, I shared with you a little bit about a book that I had read called by Anne Lamott, and the book was about prayer, and it just had three words in the title. It was help, thanks, and wow. And what I said was, that as simple as prayer can be, as much as prayer can sometimes get very complicated, sometimes just thinking about it in those terms, help, thanks, wow. Being able to ask for God to help us, giving God thanks and praise for who God is, and experiencing the wonder of this life in everything that we are about. But I wanted to deepen that a little bit to talk about it in the context of this particular prayer. This particular prayer is an important one for us to think about because it is Jesus' example of powerful prayer. And so when we think about those words, how much they mean to us, we look at that and are reminded of what Jesus instructs us to do in prayer. So if you look at the passage, the first line reminds us that we always start in prayer with praise. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And so Jesus begins with lifting up a prayer of praise, identifying who God is and how we are related to God. Our God is in heaven, but God's name be hallowed. God's name be worshipped. God's name be praised. Okay, and so when we think about that, we realize that that is the beginning of prayer, is our time to praise. But then the passage shifts in its direction, and it says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And when we hear that passage, again, that is one passage that rolls over us. But think about it, what that really means. Your kingdom come to us. Your will be done amongst us on earth as it is in heaven. And so scholars will sometimes call that the concerns of heaven being brought down to earth. That as much as prayer is us sharing our concerns, is what happens later in the passage, what it also is our time for us to ask for God's presence to come upon us in this earthly life. And that is that the concerns of heaven might find their way to earth through our prayers. How powerful it is for us to think about prayer in that way. More than just lifting up our own concerns, it's also a time for us to say, we want the concerns of heaven to come down on earth. We want God to shape us and lead us as a people. We want to understand God's will and God's way, because we believe that when the kingdom of God is made known here on earth, that it is a part of the transformative process of making us more Christ-like each day, not just as individuals, but also as community. And so in that first part of the prayer, it is the concerns of heaven being brought down to earth. And then the second part of the prayer is a part that is more familiar to us, and that is that the concerns of earth are sent up to heaven. And that is the second part of the prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. That part of the passage is asking us to open up ourselves to offer the concerns of our earthly life to heaven. So when we think about that, that is talking about what is our daily need. What we need from God, we need God's bread, not just food to fill our stomachs, but also food that would nourish our spirits. That we need God's forgiveness so that we might, in that repentance, start anew once again. That we need God to be with us as we seek not just to receive forgiveness, but to offer that forgiveness to others. And that we seek after God's presence so that we might be kept from evil that is around us. In that part of the prayer, what Jesus is saying is, it is important for you to think about prayer not just as the concerns that come from heaven down to you, but also for you in your time to be able to lift up your concerns and to send them up to heaven as well. And so when we think about prayer in this way, how powerful it is for us to imagine that it is in our prayer where the concerns of heaven and earth come together. Where we are able to, in our own prayer life, say the things that we need for God to hear. We know that God hears our prayers even before we speak them, but in our speaking them, we articulate them in a way that helps us to name them powerfully for ourselves. We need God's presence we need God to hear what it is that is going on in our hearts and our minds, what it is that we are seeking after God, how it is we want God to be present with us, what it is that God can provide for us each day as a gift that enables us to live fully in this life. But it is as important for us to know that prayer is also that time when we open ourselves up to receive from God the concerns of heaven, that our lives are shaped in prayer in a way that transforms us, that we might hear in that prayer how God is speaking to us about what God's concerns are for the world and what God's concerns are for our lives. And that we might, in that kind of prayer, come to experience a shaping and transforming that comes when we open ourselves up in that way. But when we come to a time of prayer, when we think about it in that way, we are lifting up our concerns in prayer, but our concerns are being met by the concerns of heaven as well. And in that concern, they come together and they begin to mold and shape who we are, how we pray, what we do, where we go, what we say, how we live, that we realize as well, that is a part of the shaping influence when God's Spirit comes down to us in prayer and we hear the concerns of heaven. One of the things that I used to do was to try to force myself into certain kinds of prayer rituals. You know, you're told that you should pray in a certain way, and we've all been taught that you should pray in a certain way. And sometimes the discipline of prayer was very difficult for me because, as you all know me very well, I have trouble sitting still for 15 minutes and being quiet. And so in lots of ways, it was hard for me to pray that way. And so I would sometimes sit in prayer, and because my mind would start to wander, I'd start to form prayers like I do when I speak to all of you. And I started to realize that I was speaking prayer, but I was not opening myself in prayer. So what I realized was I had to stop talking. Probably all of you have said that at one time or another, that Reverend Derek needs to stop talking. Well, I needed to stop talking in my prayer. I needed to find a way to quiet my spirit. And so what I did was I changed my prayer discipline from forming my prayer into words to just being in silence. Now, I'm still not good at sitting still in that silence, so most of the time that silence is when I'm walking my dog on the green belts of Bellevue. And when I'm walking in the green belts of Bellevue, what I try to do is not to think about anything. I try not to think about the problems of our world. I try not to think about the church. I try not to think about my life in that specific sense. I'm just saying in that prayer, I'm open to receive what you desire for me to hear when the concerns of heaven come into my life. And so it's been an amazing kind of shifting in my prayer ritual because I've experienced the presence of God in a different way just by being quiet, just by not forming words in prayer and letting prayer be that which God seeks to do when the presence comes down and I experience the concerns of heaven being spoken to me in the power of silence, in the created order that is all around me, as I'm walking the pathways and listening to my footsteps, walking on the ground, realizing that it is in that journeying and trying to silence the words and all of the noise that I tend to live with in my life, that in silencing those words, I find that I'm able to allow the concerns of heaven to come into me in a way that I had not done before. And so I think sometimes prayer is also that. It's just being able to be silent and saying that first part of the passage, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven and in our lives as it is in heaven. And then just say, what is that? And allowing our hearts to be completely silent in that and hear in that God's desire to speak to our hearts in a very genuine and purposeful way. Prayer is an important part of our Christian discipline life. It reminds us that we desire to be in the presence of God. But when we pray like this, we realize that prayer is not just asking. Prayer is also opening. Prayer is not just saying what our concerns are, but also hearing the concerns that come to us from God and what God seeks to do in ordering this life and trying to order our lives and trying to transform our lives so that we might be able to hear how it is that God desires to speak into our hearts and into our lives. That kind of prayer, it is powerful for us. Sometimes that kind of prayer, it is difficult for us because we're so used to lifting up just our concerns. But in prayer, what we say, when we pray like this, what we say is, I lift up my concerns to you, God, but I also set those concerns aside and ask for you to speak a word into my heart that will shape me into the person you've called me to be, that will move me into the world in a different way, that will challenge me to look at my life in a different way, to think about how I am in community in a different way, and know that that prayer is trying to transform me and shape me into a new being. Sometimes we hope in our prayers that when we lift up that prayer, the world is going to be changed. And I don't want to say that that isn't going to happen. My hope always is that in the spiritual realm, God is bringing forth a new creation by the power of our prayers. But I want to suggest as well that when we pray, it is as much that God is trying to change us. And in the power of that prayer, we receive that transformative spirit, and that spirit brings about the change that God desires for earth. Because how we live and where we go and what we do is going to be different because God has shaped us into new beings. And so my prayer is that we would be able to lift a prayer like this and know that that is God's transformative work. When the concerns of heaven and the concerns of earth come together in prayer, that is where God's transformative work happens. And when we open ourselves up in that way, we can hear and feel and know that transformative power and know that it not only has the power to change us, but ultimately, I believe, has the power to change this world. A few years ago, I was visiting this person who was going through some difficulty. She was experiencing cancer. For her, she was a believer, strong believer in faith healing and the power of prayer. And so for many days, she was watching faith healers on television, and she was praying that she would be healed. And as the cancer continued to progress, it got more and more difficult for her because it was difficult for her to understand why her prayers were not being answered. She kept saying, I am a faithful person. I've been praying to God, and I believe in God. Why is it that God is not answering my prayers? So for me, of course, as a pastor, much of the time I'm just sitting with her and listening to that concern and wanting to be present with her as she asks that question. But when she got near to her death, I went to visit her, and I said to her, she asked me the same question, and I said to her, I know that you feel like God hasn't been answering your prayers. But what I want to get you to think about is maybe it is that God is answering your prayers. It's not the answer that you were looking for because you were hoping for a healing that would allow you to continue in this earthly life. But when you hear God speaking to you from heaven, maybe it is that what God is saying to you is that you can trust that no matter what happens, I'm going to be with you. And you can trust that when that day comes, that you pass from this threshold, from this life into eternal life, I'll be here to receive you. And that the pain that you are feeling will be no more. And the love that you are experiencing will be carried with you into heaven. And you will experience my love in a way that will be beyond your wildest imaginations. And so as I shared that word to her, I felt that sense of peace come over her. And it was because she realized that though the prayer wasn't being answered the way that she wanted to, and that the concerns of earth that she shared with God was not able to come to pass, God was sharing the concerns from heaven to her and saying to her, be at peace, and know when that day comes, I will be here to receive you. And as she heard that concern from heaven, and she heard the Spirit speak to her heart, that word of assurance, she was filled with a sense of peace. And it was soon after that that she passed away. And so for us, that is the power of prayer. When the concerns of heaven and the concerns of earth come together in our prayers, that is the transformative moment, not just for us, but I believe for all creation. When we are able to allow that transformative moment to happen to us, then what ends up happening is we go about living our lives in a new way, and we are the change that we desire and that God desires to see in this world. And so my prayer is that we would not see prayer as just the individual thing that we do in the silence of our own homes all by ourselves. That is God's transformative moment happening for you right there. And so prayer is powerful, and it's necessary, and it's important. But it is in that prayer, when those concerns of heaven and the concerns of earth come together, when God speaks God's word into our heart, and we speak to God the concerns of our own hearts, that is the transformative moment, when God is working in this world in a powerful way. And it is in this that the kingdom of God will come to pass here on earth as it is in heaven. Let's join together for a word of prayer. Gracious God, we know that prayer is so powerful. We pray the Lord's Prayer every Sunday that we're together. Many of us, we pray the Lord's Prayer every single day. And yet you remind us, oh God, that sometimes in the familiarity of the prayer that we miss its power. But you remind us this day that that prayer is transformative for us. That prayer is transformative for this world. Because when we are able to open up our hearts to share with you our concerns of our daily lives, the bread that we will eat and the love that we will share and the family that we care about and the concerns that we are living with each and every day, and the concerns not just of our lives, but of our world as well, we open ourselves up to a powerful shaping that comes from your Holy Spirit. And it is in this prayer, when we open our hearts up and allow you to receive what we are feeling in our lives, that you fill our hearts with a spirit that reminds us that your desire is to fill our hearts with the concerns of heaven. And it is in this that our lives will be transformed. And so we pray, O God, that you would allow us to hear the words of this prayer once again. Allow it to be powerful once again. When we speak those words in our personal prayer time, when we speak them on Sundays, when we are together in worship, we pray, O God, that they would be more than just words. They would be for us that transformative moment when we know, O God, that you continue to fill our hearts and our lives with your desire, your purpose, your will in this world. And it is in us that we would experience that transformative moment and live a transformed life and go forth to share that with all the world. We pray that you'd bless and be with us in this. We pray, O God, that in our prayer time, you would find a way to speak that word of life to us and know that our lives in this world will never be the same. We pray these things, O God, to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.